Thank you, Mohan. Thank you, everyone. Just like Hari said, I only know Dennis for some years, exactly May 2013. But whatever little spiritual journey I can say is closely linked with him, just like many of you. I had close association with Dennis when he came to Tonawanda, Niagara Falls, to take care of his elderly mother towards the fag end of her life. That gave me some physical proximity to go and meet him and walk around the Niagara Falls area many occasions. I must say that Bhagwan let his close devotees, as you know, to enact some part of Bhagwan's own life. And I feel the way Dennis took care of his mother to the last minute is exactly like Bhagwan took care of his own mother. It was not easy. Many days, Dennis didn't even have any sleep. He was getting up every hour to take care of his mother, and that continued over a year. But still, he would let me come and join him for the few hours of walk, the association with nature he closely, he enjoyed. I often felt kind of stealing away his time, only little time he had for leisure, but he insisted that I come. And many of the walks I did behind him, I kind of had a feeling that I'm an attendant of Bhagavan and I'm walking behind Bhagavan. One of the other thing I noticed that how effectively he managed his little time. There were occasions where he and I got into a kayak in Niagara River, and then soon he will set me up, and then he will pick up the phone and talk to some other devotees like me who have some questions to clear and things to clarify. Another incident about his magnanimity that comes to me is when I moved from Toronto to Victoria. Toronto, a place with around 30, 40 devotees, we used to have regular satsang, and Victoria, I didn't have any. And I was in that kind of a despair. I got a call from a lady who was around 60 plus, recently heard of Bhagavan, and she got my number as a devotee. I was very happy to jump in, but she was going through a tough time. She was going through a divorce. To cut the story short, I was jumping in with that relation. I wanted to help as a Bhagavan's devotee. I wanted to, there was a possibility that she may lose her home and then she'll be homeless. I was thinking about bringing her to my house, but I was debating. I'm new to the place. I have two little kids. My wife is pregnant with the third one. I didn't have the magnanimity, but at the same time, I had this desire. I discussed with Dennis, as usual, I do with many of the difficult decision making. He listened very carefully. He heard the pros and cons of it, and finally he said, "Saibish, if it ever comes to a point that you want to help her and she need the help and you cannot do it, give my number. I will accommodate her in New York ashram." And he hasn't even seen that person. He hasn't even heard from her. He hasn't even talked to her. And that was Dennis's magnanimity to the fellow devotees to get us out of trouble, get them out of trouble. He is willing to take any amount of trouble. It's Bhagavan's will, nothing was needed. But that was an example, showed me how devoted Dennis is to his fellow devotees. There are many instructions he gave to me and other devotees over time. On one occasion, he said, three things you have to concentrate. One is continue the sadhana that you're doing. Secondly, you want to stay out of conflicts. Conflicts are unwanted thoughts. To decrease the unwanted thoughts, you have to decrease the wanted thoughts that are desires. So you try to decrease your desires. And third is a word he said, perseverance. And I think in my mind, he is that word personified. Whatever he does, in sadhana, in seva or whatnot, his perseverance personified. Another occasion, he said, if you have to really realize, you have to just forget that personality of yours. Along with that, he said, the mind that is a trickster will give us trouble to the end. So best not to identify with the mind and its moods. And finally, on December 2nd, the day he left a message saying that, quote, Bhagavan is with you all the way. He just wants us to persevere. Again, that word came. Then he gives everything, unquote. On many occasions, when I kind of complained to Dennis that, you know, I can't come to New York Ashram, I cannot go to Arunachala, I can't do this, I want to really go, then he would reassure me, saying, you know, the mental contact is the best. That is the best contact than even going or, you know, doing something. And now he has left us in a position wherever we want to have contact with him, the mental contact still remains. And as many before me said, wherever Dennis is, he's at Bhagavan's feet. And let us all try to merge to Bhagavan's feet to be with Dennis. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.